First, about the World Series, I found myself, I think within about 3 or 4 days of our series ending, kind of getting excited for the World Series, actually thinking to myself, all right, I will get into it. I wasn't sure where my emotions would take me. I've never rooted for the Yankees. I didn't think that was necessarily going to start now. But was it going to be a World Series where I'm disgusted? You know, I've had a few of those. 2006 was one of those World Series I never wanted to watch. I sat down, I think it was for Game 3, set the scorecard up and said, screw it, I'm going to watch Cardinals-Tigers. I couldn't get through the game. I was disgusted by everybody. I hated everybody. And I also found myself not caring. 1999, back in the day, was one of those World Series I didn't even try. When I sat down and watched Game 1 of the World Series, and you can judge me for this, that's fine. This is a judgment-free zone. I'm just being honest. I found myself very, very easily rooting for the LA Dodgers. Very easily. And maybe that makes me a small man. Maybe that makes me a bitter man. Maybe that just makes me a guy that works with a lot of Yankee fans and I don't want to be involved in a parade. Maybe that's the reason. But I have found myself enjoying the World Series so far and clearly having a rooting interest. So take that for what it's worth. Now, there is a report coming out of Texas that that the Texas Rangers are thinking of slashing payroll, which is not a surprise when you think about it. They've done a lot of spending over the last couple of years, and they won a World Series. So it's like the perfect combination. They've already won their championship, and they've, you know, spent quite a dollar over the last 3 off seasons, right? So I see this story, and yes, I think everything that was sent to me at the RicoB@gmail.com, which is Jake. We should bring Jake back. I want to make this very clear. If you're telling me the Texas Rangers are going to sell off bad contracts, and they include the final 3 years of DeGrom's deal, in which he's being paid $40 million this year, and then I think it's 38 and 38. So you're talking about basically the contract the Mets offered DeGrom before he decided to go to Texas, right? A 2 or 3 year deal at high money, about $120 million. A little bit less than that, but in that range. If you're asking me, Evan, would I absorb that contract? Sure, why not? I wouldn't be against it, despite his age and despite his injury history, because now you're talking about a contract that's not that long term. Now you're not talking about a 5 year deal. You're just talking about a 3 year deal. But I want everybody to keep this in mind. And I say this as somebody that doesn't necessarily believe every rumor that Jake hated it here and his wife couldn't wait to move and he despised all of us as Met fans. Do you guys, if you're a DeGrom fan the way I am, or just a Met fan, do you really want to go down the road of acquiring Jacob DeGrom, right? Negotiating with Chris Young, working out some kind of deal, the Mets absorbing 75% of the contract just to have Jake exercise his no trade clause and say no gracias? Because I can tell you right now, that would actually bother me more and kill me more than the night I read the tweet from Jeff Passan that he was signing with the Texas Rangers. So if there's any interest on both sides, what I would tell you is in a very clandestine kind of way, clandestine, what's that word? My wife is with me. Is it clandestine? Cladenstein. Hoff, do you know the word?
Kladinsky.
No.
Just guessing.
I think people know the word. Basically secretive, like we're James Bond, like we're on some kind of very quiet mission. Unless you're on a very quiet mission to find out, would Jake be interested in reopening the ties to New York and not exercising his full no-trade clause, then it seems like it's more of a fantasy than something based in reality. But yes, I thought the same thing when I read that the Texas Rangers were thinking about cutting payroll.